Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second hour of the Live with Rank show. So glad you decided to tune in. On air with me is Dr. Gary Wolfram. I read an article yesterday, Why Are the Republicans Making Tax Reform So Hard? And it was put forth by some pretty brilliant, intelligent people. Steve Forbes, number one. Larry Kudlow, number two. Arthur Laffer of the Laffer Curve in the Reagan years, number three. And Stephen Moore, an economist who was helping, at least during the campaign for Trump, to guide his economic thought process, I guess you could say. So I sent the link to our own esteemed economist here on the Live with Rank show and our own esteemed economist here in Michigan, Hillsdale College, Dr. Gary Wolfram, who holds the William E. Simon Professor's Chair of Economics, or the Economic Chair, or that's not a lawn chair, is it, Dr. Wolfram?
No.
I appreciate you calling in. Well, I sent you this last night. I asked if you'd like to come on first to give us your general thoughts on is the title, Why Are Republicans Making Tax Reform So Hard? And the fact that it's the three or four people who did write it. Would you agree with that sentiment?
Yes. Definitely. There are things that you could do that would not create a host of winners and losers, which is what this border adjustment tax is doing. You should just lower the actually, you should just get rid of the corporate income tax, to tell you the truth. I teach economics and have been since some of your listeners before they were born, but nonetheless, you pick up any public finance textbook, and it's going to tell you all the problems with the corporate income tax, and we should eliminate it. Now, that's not going to happen just because of the politics, but certainly you could cut the corporate income tax rate down significantly, and it would have a boost to the economy, raise people's wages, and bring there's $2.5 trillion in earnings and profit that's sitting overseas that American companies have because it will cost them too much in tax to bring it back and invest in the United States.
But why would you, Dr. Wolfram, be advocating for these greedy, selfish, piggish, disgusting companies to get away tax-free? What are you? Are you a monster?
Well, the thing is that, you know, only individuals can pay taxes at the end, right? I mean, there's no really such thing as General Motors or Ford Motor Company to pay taxes.
Really? Come on now. There is somebody called GM sitting in there. They're probably fat as you know what,
smoking cigars,
walking over their employees' backs as they're eating boxes of bonbons, and they have money, so much money, it's coming out of their yin yang. I've been saying that for years. It's us who pay the tax.
And you know, one of the worst things is that the corporate income tax taxes the return to capital, which is for an economist, capital means machinery and factories and all the things that improve your productivity. And when you have more capital, then you have higher value in your work. Like, think of if you didn't have your radio show, you wouldn't be making anything right now, right? And the reason your radio show is here is because you've got transmitters and all the things that make radio happen. I know all the things that make radio happen.
But
it makes you way more productive. You can reach more people. And so the more, or, you know, there's the old story about John Henry, you know, and gets the steam, you know, pile driving man, and he gets, you know, he gets outdug by somebody with a steam shovel. So you can produce more when you have more of this. And so countries would, if they can increase the capital stock, if they can increase the factories and machinery and computers and servers and all the other stuff, it makes the labor more productive. And what you'll find is labor values go up. Whenever you and wages go up, which is what we're seeing actually in when I was, like I would tell my students, when I was a kid, me in Japan met cheap, shoddy labor made by people who weren't making very much money. But what happened over time, capital, as Japan moved to market capitalism, capital moved there, or you had factories and things develop, and what happens? Wages go up, and so wages are higher in Japan now than they were in, there are in the United States. So it is the increase in the capital stock that drives up individuals' wages, and the corporate income tax reduces the supply of capital and therefore drives down our wages. And also because we're less productive, we have less stuff, and so prices are higher. It causes all sorts of economic distortions.
Well, in the article, well, before I go to that, first to your comment about what makes radio work, that's a good question, because when I remember years ago when I was brought to Bring Your Dad to School class, and when my one of my children were very, very young, and a boy raised his hand and said, excuse me, Mr. Rank, how does radio go from your mic to, you know, the radio? And I looked at him and I said, if you find out, let me know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But before, I want to give some points that are in this, and I would love for you to come back and remark about that. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Thanks. Again, I asked him to come on because these four smart minds, Steve Forbes, Larry Kudlow, Arthur Laffer from the Laffer Curve, and Steve Moore wrote, Why Are Republicans Making Tax Reform So Hard? And they go through what has happened over the last 4 or 5 months, including the health care blow up, and we needed health care before we moved on. And they said that the President Trump's primary goal should first be to fix the federal corporate and small business tax system. And that's something Dr. Wolfram was referring to. They go on to say, which has made American increasingly uncompetitive in global markets and has reduced jobs and wages here at home. The White House and the Treasury already have a tax plan that we were involved with last year. The three most important planks of that plan are, first, cut the federal corporate and small business highest tax rate to 15% from 35%, which is now one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. Second, allow businesses to immediately deduct the full cost of their capital purchases. Full expensing of new factories, equipment, and machinery will jumpstart business investment, which since 2000 has grown at only one-third the rate recorded from 1950 to 2000. And then third, impose a low tax on the repatriation of foreign profits brought back to the United States. This could attract more than $2 trillion to these shores, raising billions for the Treasury while creating new jobs and adding to the United States gross domestic product. Now, those are the three planks that they should say. They're trying to make it too difficult. I only have about a minute and a half. The second one is what I'm interested in getting some more depth to you. So I want to save that to the next segment. Cut the federal and corporate tax 35 to 15. Again, try to explain in 30 seconds or less. Mm-hmm. Why? Why should people agree to this?
Well, because you don't want to tax the accumulation of capital. You don't want to tax it if what I do is I build a factory in your neighborhood. Okay, you want to make it so that every worker has more capital to work with, so they get more productive. And the corporate income tax, it essentially taxes capital. It taxes the return to having that machine. And so I have less machines, which means there's less productivity for you and less jobs out there.
All right. You're listening to Dr. Gary Wolfram here on the Live with Rank Show. I'm going to take a quick break, come back on the other side, and find out his thoughts about this second thing about allowing business to immediately deduct the full cost of their capital purchases. What does that mean? What will it do? We'll be right back after this.